From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. The vote and or unanimous decision rendered by the Catskill Village Board recently on the question of a Black Lives Matter mural did not occur at a validly held open meeting, according to the State Committee on Open Government. In an August 4th email in response to a request from WGXC-FM, the committee opined that taking action on a matter of public concern at a time or in a way outside of a valid public meeting is, and I quote, inconsistent with the law. If a series of email communications among members of a village board involves action taken by the board, we would agree that a meeting would effectively have been held in contravention of the open meetings law, end quote. In a June 30th statement posted on the Village of Catskill Facebook page, the board announced it was rejecting a community request to paint a Black Lives Matter mural on Main Street in the village. According to the statement, and I quote, after careful and thoughtful deliberation, our Board of Trustees has decided that the proposed mural on our Main Street should take the form of a banner, end quote. The post went on to enumerate multiple reasons for the decision and closed with, and I quote, thank you, Vincent Seeley and the Village of Catskill Board of Trustees, Joe Koloski, Natasha Law, Peter Grassi, Greg Smith, end quote. However, there is no record of a vote having been taken, and accounts of what occurred are contradictory. Shoshana Brule, the executive director of the Committee on Open Government, spoke to WGXC about the issue.
The committee has had occasion in the past to issue an opinion that said a series of email communications among members of a board involving action taken by the board, that meeting would be in contravention of the open meetings law. So query whether that decision was properly taken, that would be something for a court to determine. But it generally is the rule that you can't take an email vote or a majority of decision. I think one of the facts you had given me was that the decision was unanimous, which, I'm gathering means that a quorum of the members who were participating in this email string agreed the action and took a decision on the series of email communications, and then I guess reported on their decision by issuing some public statement about it.
Seeley originally said there was a vote, the matter was discussed at length, and the decision was unanimous. Law denied there was ever an actual vote, saying the decision was more of a recommendation. Asked to comment about the Committee for Open Government's feedback this week, Seeley offered a different story in an August 10th email. He wrote, and I quote, we did not take a vote over email. Why is this so confusing? We made a recommendation for the banner. Stop trying to make this something it is not. For this type of action, there need not be a vote, end quote. Asked to confirm that there was no discussion amongst the trustees about the request either individually or as a group during the last week of July, Seeley did not answer. Adding to the confusion, there is no official record to reply upon. Board meeting minutes have not been published at villageofcatskill.net since last March. Asked if the village plans to publish the missing minutes or to make the meeting records available to the public sometime soon, Seeley was likewise mum. More information about this report is available on the WGXC Newsroom website. Joe Sexton and Jaquan Sapien report at ProPublica that Columbia County officials say a nursing home in Valencia sent 18 residents with coronavirus to die at hospitals to cover up their own mortality statistics. Officials from the Grand Rehabilitation and Nursing at Barnwell deny the allegations. A nurse with the Columbia County Health Department first noticed the 18 deaths over 5 weeks, mostly in May. The deaths mostly occurred at the Albany Medical Center and Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson. Jack Mabb, the Columbia County Health Director, said, and I quote, for me, it appeared they were sending people to the hospital so that they wouldn't die in the facility, end quote. Matt said New York's change in the tabulation of nursing home deaths this spring could have incentivized the behavior. Currently, many Republicans and Democrats in Albany are calling for an independent investigation of what happened with nursing homes and coronavirus patients this spring, and Governor Andrew Cuomo's policies around nursing homes. More than 6,500 nursing home residents died from COVID-19 this year, about 6% of the state's nursing home population. Mab said, and I quote, "There are very few legitimate reasons for a nursing home to send seriously ill residents with do not resuscitate orders to a hospital unless there is a real chance that their condition could be improved. We flagged it for the state. We told the Department of Health we thought something big was going on," end quote. In May, Kinderhooktown Supervisor Patsy Leader asked the state to investigate Barnwell sending dying residents to hospitals. Bruce Gendron, a vice president of the company that operates the Barnwell Nursing Home and 15 others, said the residents only would have been sent if they needed care that the home could not provide. Mab said he had only received 2 death notifications from the Barnwell home, while the state health department reports online that 12 people died at the Valencia facility. Mab says he counts 18 deaths of Barnwell residents at hospitals and that he does not trust information coming from either the state or officials with Barnwell. And you can read more about this story at ProPublica. The Riverkeeper Environmental Group reported on August 11th that the New York Department of Environmental Conservation denied both the Air State Facility and Solid Waste Management Permit applications submitted by Rensselaer Resource Recovery, LLC, a subsidiary of BioHitech Global. The company wanted to put a waste processing facility on a capped toxic waste site next to the Hudson River in the city of Rensselaer in Rensselaer County. The plant, on the site of the former BASF chemical plant, would have taken in municipal waste, extracted all the recyclable materials, and then trucked the solid recovered fuel to cement plants and incinerated as a replacement for coal and other fuels. Local environmental activists speculated that the Lafarge-Holcomb plant in Ravenna would have been a facility burning the fuel, but the Albany County Legislature voted August 10th for a clean air law that would not allow this sort of burning. Paul Gallet, Riverkeeper president, said, and I quote, "DEC got this one right, and Riverkeeper appreciates the time and care that they put into reviewing the applications and for their well-thought-out reasons for denying these permits," end quote. Brittany Boker reports in the Boston Globe that while New York's latest COVID-19 numbers remain low, across the border in Massachusetts, coronavirus is spreading. Governor Charlie Baker announced as of August 11th new restrictions to slow the spread. Now face masks are required under the threat of a fine for any gathering of more than 10 over the age of 2 in any public or private space. Alcoholic beverages can only be served at restaurants if sold with food prepared on site. That means pretzels or chips don't count. Violations of new regulations could mean violators are fined up to $500 per violation, or restaurants could receive a cease and desist order. Officials in Massachusetts reported August 11th that the percentage of COVID-19 tests coming back positive is up slightly to 1.9%, with 296 new cases and 10 new deaths. Read more about this story in the Boston Globe. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.